This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news headlines first. President Bidyadev Bhandari inaugurates Judicial Committee National Conference in Pokhara. National Assembly Chairperson Ganesh Prasad Timil Sinha says people's representatives should be dedicated to human development. Nationwide vaccination campaign against typhoid from 8th of April, and Ukrainian President Zelensky says Ukraine ready to discuss the neutral status. Now the news in detail. President Bidyadev Bhandari inaugurated the first national conference of the Judicial Committee amid a program at the Pokhara City Hall today. The inauguration took place digitally. Gandaki Province Chief Prithiviman Gurung, Chief Minister Krishna Chandra Nepali Pokhrel, province government ministers and province assembly members are among those attending the inaugural session. The conference hosted by the Pokhara Metropolis Judicial Committee is participated by chiefs and members of the Judicial Committee from all 753 local governments in the country. According to Pokhara Metropolis Deputy Mayor and Coordinator of a Local Judicial Committee, Manju Devi Gurung, difficulties, challenges and achievements of judicial committees are matters of discussion at the day-long program, which will conclude by issuing the Pokhara Declaration. National Assembly Chairperson Ganesh Prasad Timil Sinha has said that the people's representatives should be actively dedicated to humanitarian development. Inaugurating the interaction program, Health Risk Communication and Community Participation, organized by the Minister of Health and Population with the support of WHO today, he called on the people's representatives to aware the people about health, education and ways of reducing the child and maternal mortality rate, as they have come with the motive of public service. Chairperson Timil Sinha recalled that Nepal has won honors in the world for the effective works it carried out in the prevention, control and vaccination regarding COVID-19. He said that although the risk of COVID-19 has been reduced in the present situation, there is much to be done in terms of protecting people's health. The Ministry of Health and Population is planning to launch a nationwide vaccination program against typhoid from the 8th of April to the 1st of May. According to a spokesperson of the ministry, Dr. Samir Kumar Adhikari, children between the age of 1 year 3 months and under 15 years will be vaccinated against typhoid. The ministry has urged the parents to go to the nearest vaccination center and get vaccinated. He informed that the typhoid vaccine will be included in the regular vaccination program from now on after this campaign. A suspension bridge has been constructed to connect religious, cultural and tourism areas of Lalitpur Metropolis 2022. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Pampa Vasal inaugurated the bridge amid a program today. The bridge was built to establish easy linkage between Kari Binayak and Machindra Bahal. It is believed that the bridge would help promote tourism opportunities in and around Kari Binayak and Machindra Bahal. Minister Vasal took the initiative to construct the bridge through the local infrastructure development program. Agricultural census is taking place in Tanahoe since coming 19th of April through 2nd of May. The agro census is to collect details on the farmers' land, their crops and livestock, as well as environmental impact on agriculture. Office Chief Navraj Pokhrel said that agro census is to be put in place to address data gaps in the formulation of plan and policy at local, district, province and national level, and to strengthen monitoring and evaluation. The Meteorological Forecasting Division said the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of Province 1, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country. The division said brief rain, thunder showers are likely to occur at one or two places of the hilly region of Province 1. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. Global oil prices have fallen as China starts to implement a city-wide lockdown in Shanghai, an important financial and manufacturing hub. Brent crude lost more than $4 a barrel on concerns that the move would mean that demand for oil will fall. The Shanghai Composite Stock Index fell in early trade before regaining most of the losses later in the morning. The lockdown, which began on Monday, is China's largest since the coronavirus outbreak began more than 2 years ago. The futures contract for Brent crude, an international benchmark for oil prices, was down by 3.8% at $116. Despite the fall, oil remains almost 80% higher than it was a year ago after the war in Ukraine helped to drive up prices. Two police officers have been shot dead in an attack in the northern Israeli city of Hodeidah. Police said the gunmen were Israeli Arab citizens. They were shot dead by undercover officers. The Islamic State IS group said it was behind the attack in a statement posted on social media. One of the assailants in the latest incident tried to join IS, and officials are looking for connections between the attacks. Four other people were taken to hospital after the attack in Hodeidah, and two others were treated at the site of the shooting. Police said counter-terrorism officers happened to be in a restaurant near the shooting and brought the attack to an end. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Ukraine is prepared to discuss adopting a neutral status as part of a peace deal, but he says it would have to go to a referendum and be guaranteed by third parties. His comments come in an interview with independent Russian journalists, prompting a warning from the state media regulator in Moscow. The next round of face-to-face negotiations between Ukraine and Russia take place this week in Turkey. The head of Ukrainian military intelligence says Russia is trying to create North and South Korea in Ukraine. The White House says U.S. President Joe Biden was not calling for regime change when he said Vladimir Putin cannot remain in power. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. President Bidyadeep Bhandari inaugurates Judicial Committee National Conference in Pokhara. National Assembly Chairperson Ganesh Prasad Timil Sinha says people's representatives would be dedicated to human development. Nationwide vaccination campaign against typhoid from 8th of April, and Ukrainian President Zelensky says Ukraine ready to discuss the neutral status. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.